Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Sup.
And Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening, everybody.
All right, everybody. It's been a hot minute since we've played, a month, maybe a little more. And, I gave them some marching orders before they went out to do with their characters. So, I'm going to go off the rails a little bit from what I asked them. And instead, I'm going to ask, what is each character's New Year's resolution each year? Like, if they have one they always use, or is it different each year? And if so, like, what's their what will be their New Year's resolution this year? Even though it's, like, September.
It's late, or mid-October.
See, we're really close. Mid-October.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It was early October when the Hero Forge started doing its thing, and then We had 2 weeks.
So, what's everyone's, like, does everyone have, like, one that, like, I always do this? Or, if you had to do one right now, what would it be? For the character.
I see Rico as just like, I don't care, I'm going to be the same dumbass I was last year, so might as well just keep it rolling. Doesn't really do the whole New Year's resolution thing, it's just, I'm going to be the same, so, why change perfection, right?
But you know what El Combustion's New Year's resolution for Rico is?
Get fit.
Get him fit.
I'm not...
You are thick. Not fit.
You are dummy thick.
He's like, damn it, you're right. He's like, I can't even be mad, son of a bitch.
Hey.
All right.
He's not strong, but he's still fit.
I'm just saying, like, his you know, how much he goes to go every year is to try and get you to work out more.
And it doesn't work.
But it's El Combustion, that's his New Year's resolution. He's like, I fail every year, but I'm going to succeed this year. And then he doesn't.
Yeah, but now he's got somebody else that he can work out with.
Yeah, new granddaughter, yeah. All right, cool.
Our New Year's resolution is the same as El Combustion, to work out more.
To work Rico out more?
To get Rico to work out more. Rico to work out more. We're dragging him with, and he can't stop us.
Every time we're working out, he just keeps mentioning how he wishes that you would join us.
Wow, that guilt trip might work.
I think
the guilt trip might work.
It won't work, but Rico doesn't do like the heavy lifting. It's just not in him. He's not a dwarf.
She is.
Stupid half elf.
yeah, thank you. But I do think this year he's going to, you know, he's making an effort to understand magic. That's part of the whole character progression that I'm going with, the way things have developed.
Okay.
So.
Wait, right. He does magic?
And he's learning he's what learning he's
doing. He's learning about it now. Yeah. That's why I took Arcana as the... Yeah, as the skill from the Hero Forge.
And so, and he's realizing that part of what he does is natural ability. Part of it's magic.
Exactly. And he's understanding, and that's the whole, you know, that's the progression I'm going with, and when I get my next level, that's going to explain the spells that I'm taking.
Mm-hmm. Rock and roll out. All right, Natalie.
I already said mine.
Oh, you're right. It was kind of a tie-in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Art, what you got for Dylan, whose name I just remembered.
Good, congratulations. Well, that's a good thing.
I think that would be more to, you know, every year to add an extra minute onto his katas in the morning.
Oh my god, he's gonna be so thin. He's gonna be so fit as an old man.
So that's you know.
Add a minute to his kata. That's so real. That's a real martial artist thing to do. Like, usually we kind of joke, but that's real.
But like I said, that would be, you know, more along that lines.
Okay, I like it. And it was a realistic one too.
Mm-hmm.
He's up to what? He probably started at what, 10 minutes? Now he's up to what, 25?
He does at least he tries to do at least an hour.
No shit. That's a long. That's a lot of kata. Yep.
I mean, yeah, but
that's how it works.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's also, you know, helps focus and, and all
also,
that.
Also, you know, you deal with combat and you could die, and mm-hmm. being a little more fit's not a bad thing.
Right.
Okay, last but not least, we have Damon.
Damon.
Slash hit. Rob.
Oh, slash Rob, so it's partially Rob?
No, but I said everyone else's real name, so. Actually, I think I fucking mixed it up.
Yeah, yeah,
you
did.
You know what, it's fine.
Yeah. So, Damon, smart as he is probably his New Year's resolution is to work on pi. Not just memorizing it, but expanding
making it. Oh.
What the known farthest number in pi is.
I hate you. Okay, move on.
Making
pi.
I had
to figure out something. I was trying to blank the entire time.
And also he's going to learn how to make...
And to cook. Yeah, he's going to work on cooking.
Baking pie.
He's really smart. He'd be good at like molecular gastronomy.
Yeah.
Making a pie?
Yeah, a pie.
Python? Okay. all right.
Oh, no.
He just shows up and he's just holding a pie. He's like, just try it. Just try it, please.
I worked so hard.
I tried so hard on this. Thank you.
So you know what to bring next week.
A three-headed python.
All right, so, and then... I guess I'll do one because I don't usually do one for these. But,
no, you don't.
Wait,
so
what?
What character is getting the New Year's resolution?
What character would I want to give a New Year's resolution to?
Okay.
Nine.
Oh, nine is to learn how to live with Bright Force.
Holy shit!
No, she's never lived with a kid. She's never lived with a teenager before.
It's fine, so, she hates me.
No. So you guys will. From the very few conversations she's talking about her personal life, she grew up with, like, a grandma.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the only child she knew, except for going to school. But
she's an old soul.
She was not allowed to have friends over coming home, and mm-hmm. she was always, like, because she had a tendency, if she got really excited, to zap people.
Oh.
Ah, so wow.
We have
powers.
Another person with parent issues.
She's had her powers forever.
Yeah. Wait a minute. She's got lightning-based powers.
Yes.
She inherited them.
Yes.
Is she related to lightning?
Oh, I hadn't considered.
I was like, Mike, no!
You can use that.
I don't hate that.
He is going to use that now, definitely.
She's definitely Asian.
Doesn't matter.
Could be her maternal grandma.
Now she has a slight issue with Dylan. Only
no, she
slight.
She hated her ass. Yeah,
oh.
She's real.
Well, then, she's very friendly with Dylan.
Yeah,
No, she's got a slight grudge. You took care of something I was supposed to take care of.
That might be
no. Oh,
I think
no.
We're both confused. I think so.
You got a new backstory you don't even know about.
Did you forget
about.
Who she was? Lightning was Bright Force's grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone at the table was like, we were like, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
All right,
yeah, mind melded for a second and no one else clicked in,
nope.
You know?
She's my...
I'm good with this.
And?
I don't hate that. Kinda?
And?
I don't know that, though.
Not really.
Actually, she'd be like your cousin, but you don't know that.
And she's not telling you.
She will never tell me.
Correct.
You all will right. find it one day in some lost, you know, family tree.
Yeah.
And be like,
wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Do you even know what Nine's real name is?
Yeah, and you know you're not actually related to your grandma, right?
No, I know. I remember.
So
I do. I don't. Am I on a first name basis with Nine finally or no?
No.
So I still just call him Nine?
The only one that is like...
Archie.
And
even then, that's behind closed doors when no one else could hear it.
Yeah.
You're such a dumb fucking sack.
It's Claire.
Oh, God, not another one.
All right.
Her name is Maria.
Oh, no, another one.
No, not a third one.
Maria's is a good restaurant and also a terrible person. All right, so who wants to? Who can do the shortest recap that makes sense?
We killed a whole bunch shit. Of monsters.
I'm gonna ask you to do it because you have notes in front of you, and mine will be talking out my ass.
I have bullet points.
Okay, no more key rules.
Give us the bullet points. Let's see how you do.
Oh, please don't. hasn't.
Dude, why did you say that?
I'm just telling you that I have bullet points. That I also make noise. Okay, so we'll start. Register.
So
I keep track of like my hit points on one side, and then I have important information. So on the notes side, I wrote Riverside City University Care Mega Hospital. That was when we were like going back and forth because we were fighting a bunch of people, and so I was writing them down. And then when we fought them, I would do a little check mark. Okay.
Different locations of the events.
Yep.
On Sealy Court, will hear about this. I wrote that down.
All right.
And then
remember who said that?
So that was the hags.
Mm-hmm.
When you sword
cut them, you just kind of obliterated all five of them in a row.
And then I got
boost the paladin.
And then I got a muscle power set that I don't think was added. I don't think it was added to my sheet. Gonna be honest. Wait. Oh, yeah, you're already doing that. Okay.
Your damage is spiked.
And then it says, Zeus owes Bright Force a favor. And then on the important information, I have, like the genteel, like, family tree stuff and writing down names. And that's it.
Okay, so... which actually, you helped me remember the stuff.
Thank you.
So we started off at... the docks fighting a lesser drake, if I remember right.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shadow Drake.
Mm-hmm. We also then moved on to further on to the docks and ended up defeating Soulflower.
Yes, that was fun.
His ass
blighted.
Blight is an amazing spell.
First plants.
Then we went and did the hags.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to rescue Zeus from the Death Knight.
Rescue is a strong term for what
and it was rescue.
They were he was in a stalemate at the time.
Correct. So we rescued him.
Picked him up. I carried him bridal style, and then I threw him over my shoulder, and then we ran off.
That was not how that happened.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what happened.
And then...
okay, thank you.
And then from there, we then... the only place left that wasn't being... that was still under attack, so to speak, was detention with a very large water elemental. I believe that is the high point that you wanted.
You missed the Death Knight Uaha.
She obliterated the Death Knight in one shot.
Yeah.
I think you crit, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You had a crit with a level three smite, right?
Yeah.
So it was 8d8 plus
10. A lot.
No, hold on.
8d8 plus 12d6.
10d8 plus 10d8 plus Well, no, it was 88 plus max, and the max, it was bad, and he was vulnerable to radiant damage or some shit like that.
You just destroyed him.
It was wonderful.
There was a shining star above the Alanos arcology.
Mm-hmm.
The radiant damage just...
Okay, so, and you guys are headed towards detention where you see a 400-foot-tall water elemental has formed.
That sounds fun.
Doesn't it?
Friend of yours?
I'm going to...
I'll make sure I'll up the water breathing.
Yes.
You've done that a few times today
I'm
already.
I'm going to have my energy drink because this is going to be... this is going to be needed.
Shut. Okay.
I make a quick few prayers.
Oh, yeah. Guess who has advantage now on initiative?
Natalie still.
And me.
I have a question.
The energy drink?
Yeah, you're right.
I have a question.
Yes.
As we're going to where we're going, can I text people to make sure that they are okay?
Absolutely.
I text.
Though I think you teleport most of
the... Yeah, we got teleported there. He has a new power there.
You're like standing on the... You've got like... You can send two text messages.
Okay.
And no more than 160
characters. You know who...
Allison
and?
Nine?
Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony.
Charlie's going to be with Anthony. and her dad and Tucker. They're all going to be together. Tucker's That's why I chose those two.
Tucker doesn't have a cell phone.
He's a dog.
He has a dog.
They both say the same thing, which is, are you okay? And where are you located? And are you safe? That's it.
Okay, you will not get an answer any...
I figured.
Why is this dice the wrong size?
Yep. Same text message going out. When did Leo seen what part of the city he's trying to defend? Along with, he's probably with our parents. And then one to Claire.
Okay. And you will not get a response. Actually, Claire, you'll get a response from because she's...
A technomancer.
And she says that she is helping with the fires. Claw has a fire team he brought in.
A fire team, or a fire suppression team?
Yes, a fire suppression team. And that there are more... it's like there's something else coming out of the hole. But this is all like rapid fire. You're reading as fast as you can, but that's the best you can get out of it. When you read it later, there'll be more details. But you don't have time to look now unless you want to actively do it while there's a giant water elemental staring at you.
Nope. Unless I have the AR.
You have AR, but the thing is, you are still...
You have to read it. You have to actively read. Yeah, hey,
Dad,
you have
can you read my text to me?
Intelligence. Little busy.
She's like, there's a water elemental in front of you, sir.
Sorry, my danger settings don't allow that.
I wish not to distract you. Well, you get smashed.
Yeah, that's real close. All right, so, you guys have a literally gigantic 400-foot-tall water elemental that is about 100 yards from shore.
So canonically, Bright Force. Bright Force always has slime making tools handy.
That's true.
Make it a slime.
It was so useful once.
Yep.
Once.
I will never forget. I'm joking. But that would be really cool if it was.
I don't think you have.
If it was
500
a
pounds of flour.
If it was a glue monster, then it would maybe happen. It's baking soda, by the way.
Okay. you get my point, though.
Yes, I do.
I know you can carry it now, but still.
It's in a satchel. What are you doing? There you go. What are you doing?
It was too small of a dice tray, so I just...
It's not really a dice tray. It's more of just a roller.
Yes, new toys.
So everybody at the table has a brand new dice tray and set of resin dice and dice bag from D20 Collective.
Ready?
That I got them for Christmas.
Two, one. Nice. Fun.
We got some lagged people.
I got a 9.
I got a rock.
I got a 2 and a 10.
Sorry. I got an 11.
Only once these new dice have rolled.
Mine didn't work.
Oh my god.
These dice are very pretty, but they do not roll very high. I know it's just like statistics, but damn. Alright, so you have a giant water elemental. What are you doing?
So it's out in the water.
It's about 300.
It's pretty... Wow, it moves fast. It's moving at a pretty good clip towards the shore. And it looks...
Mad.
So, towards the shore or towards detention?
So, we roll for initiative.
It is going towards... It looks like it's ignoring detention entirely because there's something else above it. And it's like... You see it, it has, like, multiple, like, viewpoints of things. Like, you call it ahead and then it disappears. Looking up at the thing, ball of energy floating in the sky, and it turns and just goes towards the shore.
I can take you there right now. I can get you there.
Yeah, so can I.
But you still didn't get to act.
Oh, that's true. But
but I need you to carry me.
Princess carries.
Because I can't fly because it's not the right time.
Am I carrying you?
I guess.
There's no benefit to it. I would just be carrying you.
I am aware.
Okay.
All right, so
Art, what's he doing?
Huh?
Art, what you doing?
I'm gonna try to get in front of him where he's gonna probably hit the shore, and I will take whoever with me.
I can teleport us up to 500 feet.
I don't know. Is that far enough?
I can't.
It's 300 feet away.
I said it's like 400 foot from the shore.
You said 400 feet. Okay.
Either way, you're well within range.
Okay. So I'm gonna walk out in front, and I'm gonna.
I'm just seeing how many people I can actually take from my dim door.
One.
Dim door's
one person.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Dim door.
Dimbledore.
I'm gonna walk out in front, and I'm gonna call out, Lord Oceanus. You've been detained, tamed, or trapped for over 100 millennia. You're angry, frustrated. You want to destroy things. You just cannot let that cloud your thoughts and judgments. Think back on the time you used. Time and use that as a chance for redemption. The others trapped with you have almost all perished. I would prefer to save you. I love water. There are many new wonders.
I'm sorry.
There are many new wonders that are there to experience. You may find this as a rebirth. Let me help you, guide you through this new era. Your destruction will not prove anything. There are many willing to sacrifice themselves, if necessary, to defeat you if we can. But if not, something else may. Let us come to a peace and find a new purpose.
Well, first things first, you may have your inspiration. I don't know how many you have stored away, but you have one, at least one. We let them store them up to their proficiency bonus if y'all forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think I used up my inspiration last time.
Oh, yeah. So. Unspent on mine.
Same.
So the
beast roared. And by the way, it's been speaking Aquan.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I
which, who here speaks Primordial or Aquan? I think it's just...
Just those two.
Which is just written.
No, it's spoken to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just don't understand this.
I can't speak it yet.
And also, you don't get context.
Mm-hmm. Like,
right. Yep.
Yeah, that would be me.
I think I was in a game where somebody used comprehend languages, and the GM actually like spoke out how you know the literal meanings of specific phrases and idioms that we used.
It's so hard to do. I've done it before, but it's so hard. All right, so how close are you to it? This is a question. Because how far did you teleport, or did you teleport?
Teleported to the shore, just where he was going to be coming up.
Okay, so he's 300 foot from the shore. So where did you go to? Are you in the intervening space, or are you on the shore talking?
I'll probably be in the intervening space.
So how far?
How far
from shore are you? Is my question.
About 150 feet.
Okay, so you're halfway.
About halfway.
I'm on the shore, unless you wanted to carry me.
I can't carry you.
You can't?
I'm not that strong.
That's what the exoskeleton is for.
Is he strong enough to carry you?
No. He's at 8.
It's a magic.
What's your strength?
10.
No, it's a magic thing.
I'm the strong one. I'm the strong one.
Yeah, he is. Skeleton produces wings.
Then it's the exoskeleton doing it, not him.
Good, and it's based on his strength, so no.
Okay.
You touched him and sent him. You can do that. You don't have to go with.
See, there's a reason I cast fly on her.
Paul, were you hearing me? I was like, I'm the strong one. I'm not nervous. that's from Encanto.
Oh.
It was surface pressure.
It sounds very good. People are really like, It's okay. So the elemental stops, but it does stop within about 50 feet of you.
Okay.
And it looks down and it says,
oh, for want of extended spell.
Puny mortal. You know not the...
Hunter?
I gotta think of how this being of literally...
Water.
Ageless being. you know, time is irrelevant to it, you know? You know not what you speak of, for my time spent in captivity was but a speck of dust in the ocean. I rage at the thought of water being controlled at all. Far be it for them to consider themselves having controlled me. I will find the being responsible for this and remove them. Just anything that is in my way.
So,
you getting any of this?
I don't know. I just hear spitting. I'm just hearing spitting and water.
Oh. Lots of bubbling noises.
Lots of bubbles and some spits. It's very strange.
Steam
vent noise.
So what? What containment are you talking about? Somebody is containing water.
That was contained.
You said yes. Something is. Yeah. You did not want the water to be contained.
So you know the thing that trapped it there was the Hero Forge.
Right.
Okay. Insight. You're pretty good at that.
Just so you can't use your whatchamacallit die, Indomitable.
Yeah.
I know that's a save. So even if it was a wisdom one.
Rolled a 17 plus 6 for a 23.
If you don't manage to either A, talk it out of this,
ooh,
or B, kill it, or disperse it, it's going to rage across this entire world because it won't find the Hero Forge, and then it will leave.
Ah.
It will hunt the whole planet, not find it, and then nope off and go find it. It's that mad.
Okay.
And the big thing, and you can tell with your knowledge of water, it will probably absorb an ocean and then get much bigger and then act as an NBA living tsunami. There's not much in this world that could stop that. Even the, like, Class 1 caves are like, I don't really want it done. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do to that thing.
Oh, okay.
This is a critical moment.
Okay. So, yes, the thing that trapped you where you were has left. It is no longer here.
Verbal angrily. It literally just verbal angrily. It isn't like talking. It's just
it seems angry.
It is. I don't know why it had trapped you and your kind. I don't know.
Those buffoons, and it waves a hand, and like water shoots off like 100 feet and just breaks a boat.
No, that was Swashbucklers.
It seems really angry right now.
That was your restaurant.
Oh no.
The fast food places.
Yeah.
I just edited that episode, so that was one of her Swashbucklers restaurants.
The boats.
Yeah.
That place existed.
I know. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh no, Swashbucklers!
It was absolutely a Swashbuckler boat that just got wrecked.
Bright Force's mouth is just open. Now? It's just.
Yeah.
No!
Keep talking. It isn't actively attacking you. Let's be clear. You've been reasonable enough to it yet that it hasn't tried to kill you.
Yet. I'm sure it'll.
Yet.
It's working on that.
Yeah.
It's thinking about it.
It is. You know, I have no idea of why it trapped you there. Just know that it is no longer within this planet. I am not sure if it's even in this plane of existence anymore. It has left.
It exists on this plane. I can feel it.
But it is not anywhere on this planet. So
I will become strong enough and then leave this planet.
But what about everybody else who is here? All the other things that are here. Are you just going to leave all the sea creatures? Or are you going to just destroy everything in your path? You cannot just destroy everything. There will be consequences at some point. You have been trapped far longer than you should have. There is many things that you could do to help. There are people and beings here that could help alleviate your frustrations and pains and help you through this time. Just because you are angry, that does not mean that you are as reckless as one of your fire brethren. They have a tendency to be short.
I don't want to interrupt the flow, but I want to ask a question of the smart one.
Yes?
Is there a possibility, a way that we can magically open a, you know, some pathway for it to leave the planet without it having to destroy everything? Is there a magical means that we can help it get off the planet?
It's called Gate.
Next level. Arcane Gate.
Okay.
No, that's only 500 feet.
Yeah, you're wrong spell.
Okay, but Rico is not that well-versed in Arcana, even though he has the training now. He is, you know, proficient. But he's like, hey, genius. You know this shit better than I do.
It's raw Arcana.
What do we
see,
do?
Let's see if you know...
Advantage?
No. I'm helping.
Oh, yes, then.
I mean, I'm using what little knowledge I got.
17 plus 14. 31. I think it's 14.
Yeah.
It
is. Yeah. The 31. Yeah, you know about the gate spell. You know that this would require either gate or some
planar portal.
Planar shift.
Plane shift. If you want to just send it somewhere where it wouldn't hurt anything, plane shift to do it.
It's going to the fire domain.
I wouldn't let you do that.
It's going to the surface of the sun.
There's a chance it's not native to this plane, so banishment could work if it failed to save.
It'd have to fail its save like 4 times because legendary resistance.
Oh. And then I'd have to cast it 4 times.
Yeah. But, I mean, we know a couple of high-tier spellcasters, right?
You don't need a super high-tier spellcaster for banishment.
Right, I'm talking about...
I would prefer not to do that.
No, banishment instead at home.
Yeah, but it doesn't want to go home. It wants to hunt.
Oh, it's mad.
It wants to get bigger.
It is a raging wave right now.
I'm just saying.
So yeah, I get it.
Do
so,
you know somebody?
Yeah. Well, we know a few casters. With the one guy that teleported us from the radio station to the hideout.
Yeah, but I don't
think
know.
This is tapped.
Something's wrong with his teleportation right now, and you know that.
Right, but I know you know a couple of magic users. They took back over the sanctum, yep. Right?
I'm going to attempt to contact my father and Maester Mortem.
Okay, we're going to flash back to... Yeah, roll me... Call and run a
d12. 6.
Roll this die that hates me so far. I got a 12. That's the worst roll you could have gotten. Your phone isn't working. It's definitely charged, but it's like being this close to that thing is interfering with the signal. You don't think your phone will work at all.
Is there everyone
else's phone has stopped too. Okay, did anyone keep a civvy phone? Like your non super powered phone?
Yeah, I wouldn't have had a reason to not have it.
Yeah.
That one's just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I am super smart. Over. I know phone numbers. I bought my dad a new phone recently.
Memory is wisdom based, not intelligence.
I am good with numbers.
Yes. That's fair. Okay. He would have had a little thing to memorize.
I mean, his
then.
Whole thing is, you know, memorizing pi out to the nth digit.
Yeah, so it takes up all his memory.
Yep. So you'll be able to after a little bit. We're gonna flashback. Ert or Semi Crab is kind of floating before with these. So I imagine though your exoskeleton wings are like crane wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have in my head.
Yep.
Is that what
because
you had in your
armor.
Head?
Yeah. Because the armor.
The silver crane. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Silver Phoenix now. And
yep.
They've taken on a really cool, like, silverish, silver and blue flames motif on the wings. And it looks at you and it says, something about you makes me not want to kill you. I'm confused. Give me a reason not to kill you.
I have pledged service to another of, I'm not going to necessarily say your kind, but to another of the water.
I serve the blue.
I don't know. I serve Mizu.
I have pledged my services to a water god. I have fond memories of water. I enjoy water. I do not wish to see you hurt or to see you destroy things. You are something to be of value rather than to be a hindrance.
Okay. I'm going to have you roll.
Go ahead.
You're going to roll persuasion using wisdom. Because you're not saying I'm real pretty. You're not saying I'm real forceful. You're saying I'm being very logical or wise.
Okay.
And I'm going to show everyone else the show everyone else the DC, and we're gonna have or just look away. Add a one to the front of this. Okay, that's his DC.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I almost wasn't able to count. I'm gonna be honest. All right. So I really struggled.
A certain number of fingers to the rest of the table, so they know that this is on the up and up, and I'm not fudging numbers on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just subvert my whole encounter right here. Let's see if it works.
That'd be amazing.
Well, we have no inspirations and no.
Yes, I have one.
One.
Oh, right. You just got
there's one at the table.
If you do this, you get a second one.
11 plus 2. 13.
Oh my.
What is your wisdom?
Plus 2. He just told you that.
He could have been proficient.
I am not persistent in persuasion.
You're not persistent.
Would you like to use your inspiration?
Yeah, I'm getting.
And the table, should he use his inspiration?
Yes.
That would probably be wise. Yes. Can he use my proficiency?
Can he?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Here's
the sheet that I just wrote up. Because I
what's his emotional state?
Ability.
Can I see the emotion of the...
Yeah, it is... There's rage, but then there is a kernel of curiosity.
Okay. Can I, translate that to him and give him some pointers for...
Yeah, you can give him advantage.
Persuasion.
You can give him advantage.
I mean... Yeah, there you go.
Advantage.
Advantage.
Which will save you from having to use your inspiration yet.
Would you like to roll that one first? The other
half? Yep.
Because I'll give you that as a benefit. So this is still part of your first roll.
Yeah, no. I will. It was even worse, but.
Okay. So what were you looking for?
Yes, I had a. So I just went through all of my stuff.
If you'd like, you can roll me a power check with your water.
Oh. Can he add that to the instead of the two?
No. So you can use it instead of the second roll. Essentially what you'd be using is you'd be using the force of water inside you to kind of show that you're a
mean
alike.
Business.
You're a like.
Oh.
You know?
We are of kind.
Yes.
I am the same as you.
The same, but different.
Yes.
And that's good. Yeah. Different is good.
Hi.
All right.
Hi.
So, hi. Power check. Bonus.
Much better bonus.
But you can't. Oh, but you can't assist with this one. But your bonus is significantly higher. I'm guessing. It's from instead of 2, it's 8. So it is not an advantage. It's just a flat roll.
For power would be 5 plus 9.
No, because you still got the... You're still telling him his emotional state. You're right. Mm-hmm. He's still at advantage. So it's plus 9. Yeah, roll it.
+9
Yeah.
All right. So it...
But you saw my response, right?
The DC was 17.
Yeah.
And I was straight up... And it stops dead in the water, and then it starts to, it looks at you, and it says, I would add, in return for not destroying this world, because that was what it was gonna do. You got it in baby form. If it gets any bigger, it's gonna. It just takes an ocean's like this is mine now and hits people with it. By the way, we figured out how much water is inside this lake. It is the equivalent of all the Great Lakes. Like, water quantity. It's because of how deep it is.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, just don't swim too deep.
He's fine.
No.
He's a trench diver.
Yes, but he wouldn't be.
Oh, no. That'd be real bad.
Yeah.
See,
I'm smarter than I look.
And he says...
I know what it was. Because I have the Tsuba that I picked up in the Twilight Realm, gives me a proficiency bonus once per day. And I don't know that it... I just have that, and I don't remember. I thought it was on anything.
Oh, yeah, you can add... once a day, you can have proficiency bonus you're not proficient with.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been persuasion. In that case, it would have given it to him the first one.
16, you would have missed it.
13
plus 4 is 17.
Right,
11 plus 2 plus 4. Yeah, he would have made it.
You should write that shit down somewhere.
Yeah, I did. That's why I had...
That's why he was looking for it like... Shit.
Yep.
All right.
It says, I would ask, in return for not destroying your world, I would ask you to, once per solar cycle, to provide me with something I've never seen before. That water has never come in contact with. Because now that I'm out, I know anything that's ever touched water.
Then I will go... I am not sure...
Not now. In one solar cycle to this day. Is that amenable?
That'll be amenable. I will do my darndest to find something that...
Would you ask anything else of me, child of water?
I do not know what you are planning at this point in time, but I do know that there is a large body of water that you are currently over. It is not quite...
I plan on living here.
That is fine. I was wondering if you could... There is a detention for people who will cause harm, and I was wondering if you would help maintain...
Is that the metal spike stabbing into the water?
Yes.
They've been very careful not to spill anything in me.
I'm sure this lake is being...
Remarkably clean.
Yes. It is also being... They're in the process of making sure that it is not going to be changing.
I appreciate that. Yes, I can amenable to that. Remind them not to go to the bot. Remind them not to send those metal objects down one of my height below the bottom of their spike.
I will make sure that that is.
By the way, you know the detention goes down like a solid mile. It's a mile low. The worst of the worst are at the bottom, because if it ruptures, they just lose the whole bottom. It just snaps off like a frickin' pencil.
Or, makes sense.
Or like one of the...
So no more than... They can't go any deeper than...
400 feet. Which, you know, means that there's still plenty...
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of water underneath it. Yeah.
And there's plenty of fish left in the lake.
Not at that depth.
You, however, are welcome to come join me down if you ever would like to talk.
I would be happy to engage with you. And I will.
And as it goes to turn away, it says, "Oh," and it flicks a... To it, it's like a little flea, right? To you, it's like something the size, like half the, like the size of you. And it just like whaps you with a big old thing of water. It's gonna do
splash fight. Oh.
It's gonna do 12 points of damage.
Okay.
It is going to suffuse you, and you feel weird.
By the way, you probably still have temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. You don't know why. But then your armor just absorbs it.
Okay. I appreciate the gift.
That is what it is. And she walks away. And he turns and just... And he turns and just... Poof, into the water, and there's not even a ripple. Just like it doesn't exist.
Hmm.
And you notice there's like an off-color water that sinks and sinks and sinks and sinks and sinks until it goes to the bottom of the... underneath the lake.
Interesting.
Y'all just... Maybe not get to use my 350 hit point monster.
Only 350?
Yeah, it's got it. Yeah, but it's got it.
What's the resistance to everything?
Lightning, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing from non-magical attacks, immune to cold, poison, and acid, blind sight 120 feet. You know, it hits for 3d10 plus 5 each time, and it grapples for free. It shoots water jets for 66, you know.
I did not hear anything about radiant.
In addition to, having legendary actions and legendary resistances. And it can turn itself into acid and then just dissolve your whole body once you're inside it. For 10d10.
I am resistant to acid.
Resistant.
I'm not immune.
Not immune.
That should have been what he gave me, though. Because acid is so rare.
Alright, you guys have managed to not cause any destruction at all, except for that one swashbuckler's, which is totally wrecked.
That was my favorite swashbuckler's!
How do you know? They all look the same.
This one is in a specific location!
Yeah, and they all have different figureheads.
Oh.
This is the mermaid figurehead one.
No, it was the Mothman figured one.
Yes, it was the Mothman figurehead one.
Of course.
And the only thing left is the carcass is like the floating Mothman head. So, y'all managed to just totally Shrek that idea. I always give a chance. Almost every situation can be handled diplomatically if you don't just go in at it like a murder hobo.
I represent that remark.
You are capes,
mm-hmm.
Not cowls.
That's another campaign.
No, it's not.
Paul is not like that.
I don't do evil campaigns. I might do a hood campaign. I could see doing one of these days. Maybe like a real small offshoot, but not. Yeah. So you hear you see and hear above the tension. There's just a really really loud boom, and then there's a lot of. You actually see like a golden like bus shaped thing hits the big ball of energy. It's not a bus. It just looks like it's big like a bus and just hits the big old ball of energy and it dents down. And then you see El Combustion. You hear El Combustion going. You know, he's yelling his battle cry. You know, actually I don't remember what it was, so I'm not going to say it again. And he just gets bitch slapped. Something, and he just flies back. Like he probably goes up a half mile. He's like, this is not how I planned it. And he's just kind of like up there. You see that Jolly has out his trademark energy cannon, and he's just fucking unloading on this orb. And then you see Nightmare up there, who's just like holding it in place with bubbles of energy. And finally you hear a loud cracking noise, and then the ball of energy just devolves into really small, like significantly smaller balls of energy. Like it went from being like 400 or 500 feet across to being each one being a foot across, and then they just scatter throughout the world. Like light speed, like light.
I am picturing the scattering of the Dragon Pulse.
Yep.
Yes, or imagine like Draco Meteor from the Pokemon anime.
Yeah. Dragon Sneeze? Oh.
You know?
Or Axew. Sorry.
But yeah, so, and you hear some swearing, very loud, very vocal coming from Jolly.
And then, which is not usually like him.
No, he's usually a pretty happy dude. And
would
then,
you say Jolly?
Yeah, he's a pretty jolly guy. And then you see the golden figure just, like, wrap Nightmare up, and then they just disappear. Like, in a crackle of energy.
Well, that's not good.
Can I Arcana to identify any of them?
Sure. That was a dragon. Not a drake. Dragon. Capital D.
Big D?
No, it is not Big D, no.
Okay.
That's from a Shadowrun reference. No, it is not Dumbledore.
Though he could still exist in this time.
Absolutely. He's great. You get a drake in this, but yeah. Yeah, that's a Shadowrun reference. If y'all don't know Shadowrun, it doesn't make a lick of sense.
I'm sorry.
He's like the good guy from Shadowrun. He's like the good dragon. That's it. Like you were saying, that is a legit dragon, and it just took Nightmare and left, and no one up there is stopping it.
That was a dragon, guys.
You know that they
I'm
are...
I'm assuming golden dragon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I read the book. No, that is.
I don't think it looked like a dragon. They're usually like
that's bigger. American
and no wings.
Not American.
That's a dragon. No, it was a dragon.
I'm familiar with the Western dragon, not
I'm
Eastern.
Familiar with Eastern dragons, but you know,
just Luna's over there, just like she's doing like little flapping wings, and she's just like, ah.
You're lucky to do that now.
Jolly's just gonna come down here, slap the hell out of me.
he's never do that again.
But you just hear, and then Jolly eventually stops swearing, and then lowers down, and he's like ready to fight, and then he looks and sees the water all until it's gone, and he turns to Zeus and says, "Do you know these people? Wait, they work. I think they worked for me. Hold on, you guys are FSA agents, right?" And Jolly has like lowered down, and he's got Jelly doesn't usually fly, but he's got like he's a gadgeteer. He's got all kinds of gadgets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he has two like metal discs that he's floating on. And he's looking at you guys. He's like FSA agents. He said, "Wait, I think we had dinner together." Two weeks ago.
It was a bit ago.
Felt like 2 years ago, to be honest, but.
I want to say Glitter Force. It's Bright Force.
It's Bright Force, yeah.
You make glitter. That's it. He points at you in turn and gets your name, and then eventually his name is... He obviously knew her name. He was just having fun.
Yeah.
Blastar, Demon, and Samurai Crab. Oh, we've had dinner a few times.
Have we?
I came to Japan for conference one time. He continues doing fine. I haven't checked on her after this event, though.
No, I will make sure I check in with her.
Probably a phone call for you.
Yes.
Though I guess I should probably call, but do I really care?
I'll send your regards to her.
Much appreciated. You guys have... Well...
Hang on, I gotta go get him.
He's fine.
You just hear an explosion.
We're like, wait a second.
Boom!
And there he is.
To hear it.
yeah, with your imperfect explosion hearing, you can tell he's flying home.
You can also hear him telepathically going like, son of a...
Jolly says, "You've done your city and the world a service. I don't know how you managed to talk that water creature of killing everybody, but I appreciate it.
I have things that I will have to do for it, but I will.
Let me know when you need the week off. I'll make sure it happens.
But the other thing he did say is that we are not to go any deeper than 400 feet past where the spike is now for detention.
Jen, note that and make sure you post it. And you hear all here, Jen. Understood, Jolly.
So, I believe we have an extra protector for preventing escapees from detention.
That's even better. Is there anything I could help with that for what it wants? Is it he?
It's a he.
Good to know. Noted.
Yeah, he.
believe you called him Lord Oceanus.
I called him Lord Oceanus because that was the only thing I could think of as the water titan from
Greek mythology. As the resident Greek person
clarifies. I figured that was
It didn't push back?
Didn't push back.
Noted. Write it down.
As far as I was concerned, I was trying to give the biggest, nastiest water thing I could think of off the top of my head. So
that's good to know. Very, very good to know. Noted. And
but yeah, he's gonna want at least once a year something that has never touched water.
There's a bunch of different hydrophobic materials.
Yes.
But everyone has tried to get them.
I figured I was going to start with stuff that I picked up at in the Twilight Realm.
Yeah, we still need to have a debriefing about that. I don't know if I ever talked to you about that. Nope. We should have that talk eventually. But
I figured we had one somewhere.
I thought we did.
But you had a debriefing, but not with him.
Yeah. My dumb brain, I just... Something that hasn't touched water, and I just go, cactus.
Is made of water.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
That was definitely bright force talking.
No, and you might hear it later. I just go, a cactus.
So, but yes, he has invited me to visit him whenever
Amplify.
I wish. So, if there's anything we need, I will be happy to be the...
Yeah, I understood what he was saying, but I didn't have any context.
Sounds familiar.
I don't know. I just heard.
Hey, watch your language.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, my patron has helped me with that understanding.
Okay. Well, that was great. We appreciate you. You'll find a bonus in your checks. It'll be outside your check. It'll be a sizable bonus. Enjoy it. If you'd like, we can stop by the armory and see if there's anything you'd like to upgrade.
I appreciate that, but I really don't have a need for...
Armory isn't just armor.
I know. I don't really have a need for weapons anymore either.
Did I say weapons?
You said armory. Armor, weapons, that's... Usually what...
Okay, what... Okay.
Okay. You know your bracers, a thunderous defense?
Yeah.
Those are considered items from an armory.
Okay.
We don't like to call it the vault, because then people try and break into it. But, yes, he says, if you'll join me, he says, I mean... If you, as far as I'm concerned, if you take part in the big fight, you don't have to be the guy to clean up afterward unless you broke all the stuff. And y'all did yelling. I know. That's when he founded Reconstruction because I kept making him fix the shit he broke.
I remember
consequences.
It was 30 years ago.
Oh, I remember him talking about it.
Yes, he did. He's like, I make so much money off of that plan. It was great. But he says, if you could follow me, he says, if you help deal with the big fight, you don't have to do cleanup unless you want to. Obviously, if you'd like to, we can do this meeting after. We can do the vault afterward. But we can do the armory afterward. But there are a number of other people who are going to get access to it, and maybe something you want that might be taken. Mm.
I suppose we should at least take a look, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys are led to you go straight to a tunnel that leads into the Elanal Spire, which you guys know that's where the headquarters is anyway. You go down to the sub-level, and you go down, like, to a sub-level, which requires, like, an iris scan, a thumb scan, a blood drop, like, and then, like, a combination of buttons to press.
And Jen's permission.
And then Jen saying, access granted. And you end up in a very long hallway, and he says, everyone follow me. And then he's, like, skipping from tile to tile. He's like, keep up.
How's the lighting?
It's, like, stark white. It's, like the walls are producing light.
Okay.
Right.
I think I already used up all my of that.
So I just need everyone to make me athletics or acrobatics.
Can I fly?
Or be able to fly.
I will fly down the hall.
He says, "Make sure you stay. Make sure you stay within 6 foot of the floor.
Your
head stays no more than 6 foot off the ground."
You said acrobatics and
or athletics.
Or athletics.
Carry me.
Oh God!
I'm only plus two.
Just all on my shoulder.
There's a 16. Wait, do plus I have six for acrobatics? So. All right,
you're fine.
Do I have to minus anything?
No, you just.
I just carry him.
He, with how strong you are, he is not even. He's like, you know.
You'd probably throw me across.
You know how easy it is for you to carry your backpack?
Just keep your head 6 feet off.
Carry your backpack?
Yeah.
It's that
like easy. My little lounge fly?
Yes. Yeah. It's that easy for you to carry him.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
A 19 plus, the room plus 6 foot high. It's 29.
just to make it smooth. You're just long stepping it and just boom, like it, more than jumping, you're kind of just like taking long steps between like from place to place.
It's just weird because she's a dwarf.
But it's just like a powerful push, and then instead of jumping, you're just like long stepping.
But remember, she also has the aura of alacrity to increase her movement.
Yeah, she's got 35 feet. Speed.
Are you over my shoulder? Or are you piggyback?
However princess you want to carry
definitely
me.
Definitely Princess
Carrie. Is it a Princess Carrie? No,
he doesn't have a choice. You have the choice. How
do you want to feel?
I'm already humiliated.
It's absolutely 100% over my shoulder, though.
like fireman's carry or like one over one shoulder?
Over my shoulder.
One shoulder, got it.
And he's facing back, so...
Like, I'm humiliated. You get to the end, and there's a jet black floor.
And that's where everyone else is standing.
Yeah, and you kept up with everybody.
Yeah,
And you end up there, and Jolly's just there's a big ass vault door that you could not see from the hallway. It like ended in like a white wall, and he just kind of passed through it. And you're in front of a giant vault door, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna need it. Actually, everyone, hold on." And he pulls out like this giant like. Metallic contraption from his coat, which is way bigger than his coat should be able to fit. And he has to go, "Oh, what's the code today?" And it's like, it's a 2-factor authentication from his coat. He's like, spin it. Okay. And he walks up and he goes, "Left, right, left. Push in, pull out, spin all the way around.
Twist it.
Pull it."
It's like a fucking bop it. The handle for the door just sinks in, and then the door actually just dissolves into nanites.
That's neat.
Yeah, it saves a lot of money on hinges. Broke a lot of hinges.
Bright Force just starts clapping when he's all done.
Ow, stop!
Clapping.
And so he
you're set down.
Yeah, he said you guys are fine now. And he goes inside and he says, "This is what we call the armory." There are a bunch of things we've seized from Cowles over the years, mostly. In addition to some things that are taxed as a device that were maybe a little too dangerous for normal agents to handle and capes who didn't want them. So, mechanically, ask for a thing, and I'll say yes or no, and you'll ask for things until I say yes. Basically, this is not a blank check. But it's kind of a blank check for, like, an item you can ask for. Don't necessarily at all feel limited to the DMG or any book. And no, you may not have the stupid magister's bullshit from the thing that gives you spell slots. No, you cannot have that. Mizium something. You cannot have it.
Are we allowed to just,
that wasn't one of the things I was going to grab.
Yeah, you should. If you could have it, you should have it.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to just, like, walk around?
Yeah, it's huge.
Are there, like...
There's sections. There's
okay, like what's... What sections are there?
There are weapons, defensive items, there are utility items, and movement items.
I would like to see the utility items.
You walk to, like... You walk about 50 feet back, and you're in, like... if you see Warehouse 13, it's like Warehouse 13.
Yeah.
It's a giant fucking warehouse down here. It's just like, you're like,
I feel
this is a dangerous place. Yeah.
I'm like playing a video game with you right now. And then interact with utility items. Go. Enter.
Okay. Okay, you go into the utility items. There's all kinds of stuff.
What kind of stuff are there?
I'm going to need you to ask me questions, because there's literally too much stuff for me to tell you.
I didn't know if you had, like, something planned back. I have okay.
ideas for what each of you could get, but, okay. like, it's...
What idea do you have?
Does anybody else have to know what they want? Do you want to think on it, what you might want?
No, I'm in utility.
Yeah, you're in utility.
Okay.
I'm about to get vetoed.
Probably. Yeah.
Don't you always?
I think about it.
No, you can't have a tome.
No, I knew the tomes would be out. What about the Book of Excellent Deed?
Exalted Deeds? Fuck you, no.
He says it incorrectly just to throw off Paul. I love it. Exalted? No.
What about Vile? Darkness?
Still no. just think how much you might want. Does anyone know something they would want to look for?
Is there?
Oh, and there will be like an arcane section as well.
Ooh, neat.
I'll go look in there.
Okay. What are you looking for? Because there's a lot of shit here.
I know. I'm just
warehouse 13. That's how big this is. Warehouse 13.
That's impressive.
Considering the shit was magic. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. One thing I've been curious about is trying to get more sorcery points. I know that's not a. I mean, other than taking a feat, it's impossible to, like increasing my maximum.
Talk to me.
No, that's what I'm trying to find something to increase many that I have.
So, you look around, and then you finally find there's a set of pills, which they're labeled with, different, like, there's, essentially, with the different metamagics.
Hmm.
They're labeled, and mechanically, they will, they're going to act like the feat.
Okay.
Where they give you a metamagic, and they give you two sorcery points.
Okay.
It's a bonus feat. It's basically just you get that feat, and you can, like, if you want to take up Quicken, and then you can get two sorcery points to go with it, like, you can just have that. Like, metamagic, I think it's metamagic adapt, something like that.
Yeah.
You can just add it as a bonus feat, if that's what you want.
That... Sounds interesting.
And it's permanent.
No, I won't do that one.
I'll have to think about that, because that's pretty good.
Yes,
what? Do I have my armor? I don't put it on. I make it appear. Okay.
That's a no.
What about my sword? Does that also appear?
Because
I was thinking of what's that thing that you gave to your dad? That's like the ring.
Ring of Armin?
Yeah.
Your sword. I never told. I said it once, maybe. Yeah. I don't know if I made it in the podcast. Mm-hmm. Your sword turns into a bracelet.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You do tell me that.
And then it's like a charm bracelet, and then you hold the sword, and it turns into a sword in your hand.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Because I was gonna.
Ring of Armin's cool though.
I was gonna call it hand. Handy Manny's haversack or
you thing. Handy haversack?
Yeah.
You can get a bag of holding. Like, that's a thing that's down here.
It's
useful.
Is it for this?
You can We've store got enough nanotech. 500 cubic feet of stuff.
We will never have to just leave our bikes anyway.
No, you just put it inside.
I love that.
Like, or
can I find that then? Can I find
it? You can find it. It looks like just a backpack.
I was thinking. Like,
why is there a random bag? And it's just called Bottomless Backpack.
No, I was thinking. So you know how in Deathly Hallows Part 1, Hermione's little satchel thing.
Yeah.
And she has all her shit in it.
Yeah.
That's basically what that is, correct? Because Harry's digging through it, and he's like pulling out stuff.
Yeah.
I think it looks something like that, and it's like a color that she likes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a purpley blue, and she picks it up. She picks it up. And she's like, goes to go through it, and then she puts her hand through, and it just going. And the arm just keeps going. That's so cool.
And the thing that the placard for it is like bottomless bag. Bottomless bag.
Yeah.
It is a bottomless bag of holding. It can take no matter what it is, as long as you can get as long as you can get the corner of it in, it fits.
In flavor. As these guys are, like, looking through, like, the shelvings, they just hear, "That's so cool!"
Bottomless bag of holding. Bag of holding, infinite size.
Yeah.
And the mouth of it goes to be anything that is 3 foot on a side. So you can fit, like, something pretty big in there.
So could I fit the motorcycle?
Yeah, it's 3 foot on a side. So yeah. As long as it's less than... In 2 dimensions, it's 3 foot by 3 foot, you can put it in. Yeah. So you can just chuck the backpack.
I promise I won't pull a Dungeons and Daddies and just put the bag over a head and then close it, decapitating them.
It wouldn't work. It doesn't work on... This one doesn't work on living things.
Darn it.
Yeah, you're
they used it on an undead, though.
They did.
Yeah. Every time I will ask, are they undead?
You hit harder anyway.
Are they undead?
Yeah, so you have a bottomless bag of holding. And it looks like whatever you want. Flavor however you want. It happened to be there. Let's go back to... Let's go to Art, who has been suspiciously quiet. How often does a DM get someone who is a perma DM get told pick a magic item that you want to play with?
Oops. Yeah, I've been mulling it over. I'm almost tempted to go to the weapons section.
You very well could. I've got some cool ones planned.
Yeah, that's where I think I'm going to go. Although I don't want to really give up the frost brand. It's just too nice.
You can just find something to augment it.
That's true.
Like, give it a duality, fire damage added to it.
Okay.
You wouldn't like that.
Mm.
You wouldn't like that. All right, so...
Why would it? It fits with the armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it... Silver Phoenix. It's the Silver Phoenix, which is that cold Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of walking through the weapon section, because you kind of felt drawn that way.
Mm-hmm.
And... That's very cool.
It looks like that.
Yeah, that's what
the bag
holds. That's what
the. It has
a face. Like
that. Oh, that is hilarious! I want it to have a face now, and I want it to talk to me. Can it have a face and it can talk to me?
That's the voice of Jen.
Please let it talk to me. Continue with our think about it and think about how funny that would be. Okay, continue.
So you're kind of going down, and you're walking, and you're in. It's very What's the word? You're like, this isn't... A lot of these just aren't me. Mm-hmm. There's no Japanese-style anything. Until Jolly says, go check the back left corner.
Wait, there's a back?
go check the front left corner. Which is like back towards where you are, but towards the wall. And you walk, and it's getting progressive.
Check aisle 57N.
go check aisle 3N. Like, you know, and it's getting progressively more Asian as you go.
Okay.
And then you're like, this is American. Okay, European. Okay, we're getting closer. Okay, Russian, we're almost there. Chinese. And then you're right at the edge. Japanese. So one aisle. But it's gorgeous. You see, like, that might be the Yomi that was used, to help... kill Nobunaga, like historical shit, but it's probably too powerful.
Okay.
Because it's taken on aspects of the great deed. And you're walking, you're like, I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily into flashy, I'm into...
And you walk, and then you kind of like, you walk past it. And you walk past, and it is you kind of like do a double take. And it's just a jet. It looks like a wakizashi. It's a wakizashi in a jet. Just a simple black handle, in black sheath and a black suba. Like, it is very like, you missed it. Mm-hmm. Literally, you didn't see it on the way by. You're like, hold on, turn around, and you're like, I don't know what it is, but I need something about this is special.
Okay,
What do you do? Do you just pick it up? Do you call Jolly over? I mean...
Well, I know better than just to pick things up out of, I'm going to... There isn't any... First, I'm going to look around and see if there's any, a card or something like that.
The card literally just says, Wakizashi, part of a daisho that was broken. Part of a broken daisho. Which you know is what a combination is.
Yep.
What is seeking spell?
So yeah, I think I will see if I can flag Jolly down and ask him if he knows anything about this one. Because
you give me 11 minutes, I can do it in a minute. Identify.
You get Legend Lore, right?
Once a day into my next level, and Legend Lore takes 10 minutes
versus Identify, which is a minute.
I got 4 first level slots. But yeah, Legend Lore, if so Jolly doesn't know.
What you do is you identify that Legend Lore, because that Legend Lore gives you more information, the more information you know.
Yep.
And your Identify bounces. It literally gives back Black Wakizashi. It gives you nothing more than that. And you're like...
Well, I will still use my one and only charge for you, if Jolly doesn't know anything about it.
He says, I've been trying to figure out what the thing was for the last 50 years. The last 20 years.
Alright, so Legend Lore. Mm. I use all the description I see on it. I am physically looking at it. I get a lot of information because I...
Have you touched it?
No.
Okay.
I am not falling for that trap. I am not the chosen one.
You get back... It's the Japanese symbol for seeking. Your Legend Lore gives you that.
Seeking.
And when you say the word seeking, do you say it in Japanese?
I can't speak Japanese. Do you? But if it's put into my head in Japanese,
it is, yes.
Then I would know what it means, and I will say that to him.
A silver rune appears on the I'll remember it in a second. It's the butt of the katana.
Pommel. There's
a word for it, but I'm not gonna know it. The where the pommel would be if it was not a wakizashi slash, you know, and it's more like a tanto style, it looks like, rather than like a traditional. You know, it's a wakizashi, so it's like a short sword, but with a slight curve to it.
Yeah.
There's a silver rune that says rebirth.
Rebirth. Sounds phoenixy.
Rebirth. Well, I will. Since it is something that I, you know, tradition says, I will bow to it, you know, and you know, I will.
So as you're respectful to it.
Yes.
The whole thing goes from black to a mixture of silvers and blues that matches your armor to the point where it's like that, and like you feel like a new sheath appearing that fits it, just like it, like a part where like become one with your armor, like it was meant to be. And you touch it.
Yeah, I will definitely reach out and touch it.
And you touch it, and it just, you feel like this chill run down like all the way down your spine, up your other arm, to where you touch it with the other hand, and then it sparks through, and you actually watch as like a line of cold fills it until it line of cyan like light goes along it, and then until it covers the edge. And it like separates, and you know for a fact, you draw this weapon, it's going to be unique to you. It's like it was looking for an owner. It was looking for who was meant to wield it.
Suntoryu.
Suntoryu Iaido.
Three sword style.
Draw technique.
No, this one will definitely replace the other one.
So what do you plan to do with the old one?
You're just holding the sword,
right? I'm just holding the sword. You know?
You get like, despite the fact that you know for a fact it's going to be real cold if you open it, you get a warm feeling off of it.
If I identify it again, does it bounce?
No.
I will give him any other information I get.
You know that it is the... katana of the Silver Phoenix. It is the Wakizashi of the Silver Phoenix. But you feel like it may not have been that before. It was like...
It was seeking a purpose.
It was exactly. It was Exactly. It was looking for a reason to exist.
Mm-hmm.
A master sword. What you'll get is that a master swordsmith created it, and then could never find an owner worthy of it. So it's been drawn in just used as a sword as an okazashi before, but no one ever used it to its full potential.
Okay.
So it sat unused.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I will go ahead and I will go find a semi-quiet corner. And
You're in the corner.
Well, I'm already in a corner, but make sure everybody is clear around me, and I'm going to, you know, at least put it through a kata or two.
So, where is everybody when he draws this? Actually, I'm gonna leave you on a cliffhanger and leave you there.
Okay.
Let's go over to my Demon.
I'm already kind of wrapped up in his events. So.
Oh, because you want to watch. Okay, got it. Blastar, you're over in the arcane section on the opposite side of the place. You're probably like a full mile away at this point. Like, this place is too big.
That's impressive.
It's probably magic.
Yeah.
Or that really advanced tech, and you're like, never don't think too hard about it.
Yeah.
It's Warehouse 13. It just keeps going.
Yeah, that's why I'm like focusing on one thing, so I am not overthinking this. Because
yeah.
I would be trying to identify everything.
Balls, yeah. Blastar.
I'm
Mike.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm still going with the meta magic.
And what one did you pick?
Well, the metamagic adept feat gives you 2 metamagics and 2 points.
Cool, then yeah, it would do that. It's they're pairs of pills. There's 2 pills. It says
need 2. Yeah,
take 2. They're small. Yeah.
Yeah,
and call me in the morning.
Okay, everyone at once.
Yeah, no, I went with empowered and quickened, and I'm getting another metamagic with the next level, anyways. So
you're making 3.
3 metamagics and
3 sorcery points.
Yeah.
You want me to show you how to add the feet to your thing without actually using the feet?
Click feats, add.
Okay. I'm just
trying to. I added it.
Yes,
definitely. Does the bag talk and have a face?
It has a face.
Does it talk?
Does it sound like Jen?
It's known as the bottomless. It's known as the bottomless bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that it was created. When he identifies it for you.
Wait. Bag of bottomlessness.
The bottomless bag.
Wait, and his name is Bob.
Bob the bottomless bag?
Bag of bottomlessness.
The bottomless bag.
Bottomless bag.
But the initials, B-O-B.
B-O-B.
It's what she's going
for. Bob.
Yeah. Bob.
That's what she's calling it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like it's Bob.
It's very rudimentary. If you say, is this in here, it'll say yes or no. And then it's what? Like, imagine it like a 5-year-old.
Please don't tell me that it talks, though.
Just
do a voice for me.
Oh, God, but then it's going to be a voice forever.
And yes, you understand.
No, it's a rotating voice. It just changes every day.
I got something easy for you.
Make it sound like this, and then you only have to do this. Then it would sound like
I never,
that.
I never thought that
call
this...
Call number on a D12.
Are you serious right now?
You got a shot at it.
4.
I literally can't see it. I gotta pick up the die.
Is that 3?
Oh, that's a 5.
Natalie, you're leaving my canyon.
You left Mike hanging hard right now.
Metal!
I don't know!
Alright, so...
I got 2. Right away.
No, you put the bag.
What?
You have the bag.
Yeah, does it talk? I see a face on there. Hi. Hello? No! Apology!
Tickle it.
Can I tickle it?
What do you do with a bag?
What do I do with a bag? I put stuff in it.
What do you put inside?
Do I have anything, like, on hand?
You have shelves full of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know you shouldn't be doing that.
I'll put the fairy in there, because I have, like, the statue fairy. I'll put it in there.
Cece is with me now, while we were checking out everything.
You put it inside, and it says, that was a fairy statue. I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob. That's it.
Do you have anything else to put in me?
Is he like an inventory thing where I can be like, Bob, pull out this?
Yes. that's his function. He's really, you can't hold a conversation really unless it's like, what's inside?
Yeah.
Or like, how much of this do you have?
Yeah.
Like, you can add, he's basically your Skyrim inventory.
But he talks. I love it.
But he answers you when you ask questions.
Yay!
He'll answer questions, but he won't talk. You didn't nail the number, so he won't talk to you. Like,
directly. But I had to have four to get him to talk to me.
But because you were close, he's reasonably...
Yeah.
He has a personality. It's just he can't... He isn't designed... Now, if you were to have him magicked up, he could be smarter, but...
Yeah.
It's not really a...
Or if we develop friendship...
Maybe.
And love. That's the only way.
You haven't really gotten to know him yet. Even though there's not really much to know.
Yeah, friendship.
Okay. But it is a bonus. You do not need an action to pull an item out now. You can just use your interact with an object to get it out.
Because yeah. Free.
And he spits it out.
But it does require you to talk.
Yeah.
Bob, sword. And it pops out a sword. But it is pierce proof. Like a Hero Tandy Haversack.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Can it be added to our mind link so she doesn't have to talk?
No. It isn't sentient. Kind of. It's really. Its intelligence isn't high enough for that.
And then this is where Paul thinks to himself, I really wish that she didn't look up the bag of holding.
Okay, let's. I have a fun thing for art, so I'm going to. Oh, Dan, but you're waiting for his.
Yep.
Damn.
And he finished up his.
Ajala just says you can take those pills. He says you got two?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're paired set. You gotta take two to make them work. So just take those two and then come, you know. We had to set up entrance.
Yep.
We
could just make mine before his, technically.
Yeah, we'll retcon. You already got yours. What did you want?
Illusionist bracers.
No.
Why not? Oh.
Deck of many?
Deck of many things?
You don't want that.
Do we?
No, you really don't.
No.
How to derail the entire campaign in 5 minutes.
I'm not handling that. I don't give a shit.
No.
I've given
no, up. I just won't go after him. Have fun. Mm-hmm.
No, what about some sort of upgrade to my armor?
You've already got some pretty nifty upgrades.
It's medium tactical, and it has Astra resistance. That's it. My cloak protection might be built into it.
Yes, you had a nanite gel put onto your armor. Mm-hmm. That gave it a plus one.
Counts as a cloak fixed the minus one it had.
No.
No, you also it's your cloak protection as well.
Okay.
Because you are already full up on your attunement slots.
But because the pen turned into a book that I'm no longer attuned to, I have a free slot now available.
Exactly.
You're going to find a... You're looking for something defensive.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Something to upgrade my defense.
You're going to find a...
The animated cloak.
Of billowing?
The cloak of billowing with the animated shield?
No.
I already have a holy shield that I can make just appear out of nowhere.
Double shield!
No, you're going to find a ring.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I tried to avoid it, I'm sorry.
You're going to find a ring with... Three spheres, like, of light on, or the three opals on it. It's a ring with three opals on it, but it's in the defensive section for some reason. You keep like walking back toward it.
I identify. I just still have two more first level slots and two more second levels.
Yeah. It is the ring of momentary respite. You can activate it as a reaction, and you blink out of existence until the end of your next turn. You literally just cease to exist on the you go to the astral plane. You go to a demi plane basically, and you just don't, you aren't there. But you have to give up your turn to use it, basically. And it gets back one charge per week. And it has three. The reason why it gets back so few is that is literally the, like, fourth rank power for, like, three of the power sets. I'm not giving it to you once a day. Three times a day. You get three total, and you come back once a week.
Is it an entombment slot?
No.
Tempting, then. I'll think about it.
And when you're there, you can spend a number of hit die equal to one plus the number of spheres you had remaining on it.
So don't ever use that last one.
Is he allowed to bring anyone with him?
No. For example, use it, you had three. You can spend four hit dice.
So it counts from not the charge that you're using to get there.
It's the number you're using plus one. So for one, you get two. For two, you get three.
If you have three left, you use one, you go there, and then you get to spend four. Gotcha.
Okay.
Now you can use it to dodge a fireball. Totally works.
And come back healthier.
Correct. Now, you may come back to your friends being dead.
Yeah, which is one thing I'm lacking all the information that might have happened.
Doesn't quite work so well for the healer to up and vanish.
No, but it is something that if he's worried about, that is like, my sister just tried to stab me through the back when I wasn't looking.
But I got shot by an assassin in the middle of the street.
It has the ability to activate itself. I'm not going to tell you what's happening. I'm going to say, would you like to activate your orb? Your ring, and I won't tell you why. And you'll have to say yes or no. It's got a little bit of like a spidey sense to it.
Okay. Your hand starts tingling.
Uh-oh. Exactly. It's like, do I pop the ring or not? And I won't tell you what it is. But it's essentially a little bit, not plot armor, but like, it's spidey sense. If nothing else, you'll know there's danger.
Yeah. We'll circle back to me. I'll think about this.
Okay.
I'm like,
that's a pretty cool item, y'all.
It is.
That's a pretty damn cool item. All right. And you're also never surprised. You get that part of the alert fee.
Or you can give me the alert fee.
I'm not. If you get the alert fee, you don't get the healing while you're there. I'll give you that as a choice.
I proceed to look up the alert fee.
Plus 5 initiative, you're never surprised.
Anything else to it?
Not really.
Never surprised. Other creatures don't gain advantage on attack rolls against you as a result of you being unseen by you.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically during a surprise attack, they can't get advantage.
Correct. Or if they're invisible, they don't get it.
It's interesting, but...
Oh, and Mike, add 2 additional sorcerers.
Two additional?
You gained 2, you would gain 4.
Okay. So if he's a 10th level, he'll have 14.
Correct.
I don't know how to add that
you
on here.
You can't add that there. I don't know what you do to do that, but you do get that.
So...
Add the feat again, but don't add the abilities or select the ones you already have.
Can you take it multiple times?
We'll find out.
So you know where everyone is now?
Yeah.
In location?
I just want to know if you take the ring or not. That's yes.
Right. I'm thinking about it. The frequency I'm not so much of a fan of. The recharge rate, I mean.
That's... Or, I'll give you a choice. Either it's that
one
or...
long rest?
Or it will gain back a D2 minus 1 per day. So could get back 1 per day, or could back 9. I'll give you that as a choice. This is us having a bargaining session.
Mm-hmm. Chance of a 50 chance.
I get everyone back.
I'd say that's a much better chance than 1 per week.
That is your choice.
I would go for the 50-50 chance.
Okay.
But
honestly, it's just flip a coin. Did you get it or not? 50% chance of getting it back. D2 minus 1. I did it with dice instead of 50% chance because I can't fucking remember that that's 50% chance.
Right. For each hit die I use, I also gain my con mod, so that is more hit points. I'm like, only getting back 48? That doesn't...
Plus 5 each, so...
Yeah, so 48 plus 20 for the first use.
Yeah.
That could be effective.
I need an answer yes or no now. On it because I want his to be the end of this scene because it's I haven't
end of the session.
I have it planned. It's very neat.
Okay.
No.
That's the neatest thing you're going to find. It really is.
That's really cool. You should just take it.
Pure pressure.
It's literally like, I don't die.
I think it's cool.
Everyone else back.
I think it's cool. Fine. Yeah.
It's not a tomb, so.
Correct.
It helps.
All right. So you have the ring. You have the ring. And it's almost like it was like, and Ethereal's like, you're going to need that if you're going to deal with your sister. Or you won't walk away.
What, Belle?
That is a direct thing from. She's like, you might need that. All right, so we're going to flash back to Art. Art, the first time that Samurai Crab draws the Wakizashi, his whole body alights in silver flame.
Okay.
No damage. No, it's one time. You don't need
okay.
It. And then when it's done, it is just outlining the blade, and it is a flame tongue. That is cold damage, so that means they're D8s for you. In addition, you can cast Cone of Cold at the 8th level, once per long rest.
You said once per day?
Yeah, once per long rest.
Once per long rest.
No, it comes back at dawn in Japan. Just like your death ward.
If you wanted, that could be fun, but that's up to you.
That would be 5 p.m.
Here. See, I'll let you choose on that one.
Ooh.
It's kind of fun that way, because you could use it and have it come back like as you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could be useful. It could be really shitty. Because you could use it like second, you're like, God damn it! I'm going to wait till tomorrow evening.
Or we have a battle at 4, and then it takes about an hour, and then... You'll be back!
No, I'll do the Japan, because that's...
So 5 p.m. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I just finished editing those.
You may have an inspiration.
Yay!
Mike. Alright, so, as you're going through your katas, you just kind of feel it, and then it goes... Hi, you may call me Hiro.
He gets the...
I already had it planned. You asked for it, I'm like, fuck, I can't get it.
God damn it, Ellie.
God damn. You may call me Hiro.
I thank you for accepting me as your wielder.
You have purpose.
Talk I try.
To the microphone.
You have purpose, and I need
I definitely have purpose. I am.
It is a legit sentient weapon. It has stats like a sentient weapon. It has 17 wisdom, 15 charisma, and 17 intelligence.
Alright, 17, 16 charisma?
15
charisma.
They're all odds.
I don't know why they're all odds, but they always are on the book. I don't understand.
And you said int was 17 also.
Actually, run all those up. So make it so it's 18, 18, so, yeah. So 18
wisdom, 16 charisma.
It is proficient in perception and insight, and it has 120 foot of truing.
Ooh.
But you don't have that. It does. But and it may not think something is interesting that you think is interesting, but true sight, not true vision. What the fuck am I talking about?
Well, it's got that too.
Yeah. And with that bombshell of the fact that you have a talking sword.
The only question is, talking sword, do I only hear it?
Correct. It's just
okay.
In your head.
Okay.
But we're all in his head too.
Yeah.
Do I see it?
Yes, it's intelligent. It's a real being.
No, do I see the psychic communication?
Yeah, you also hear it. Because you're in his head already.
Oh shit!
But don't we also hear it?
It's in Japanese, though. I mean,
yes.
So it maybe the one that doesn't understand
old Japanese, but yeah, you pick it up.
Neat.
And it will slowly normalize to regular Japanese, but yeah, so that's it. That's what I had planned for today, guys. For the session, guys.
Level up.
And you will all level up.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Reminder, if you miss trigger, I get an inspiration.
Yeah, you can have it.
Yes!
Level 11 is really easy for you.
We'll take care of it in the
interim. Yep. They're going to level up, and then we're going to end for now. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Check out the big one is to join the Discord. It's free, and Most of us are on Discord most of the time, so if you've got a question or you want to talk to us, that's the best way to do it. Our other socials will be in the description as well. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Stay safe.
Bye-bye.